My scripture text this morning is in Luke's Gospel, and it's in chapter 4, one of my favorite Gospels. You know, I didn't think about it. We got Mark, Luke, and John, and Matthew. And you know Peter, little crazy Peter that I love dearly? You know, he's got his own book. He don't have just the Gospel. So 1 Peter, 2 Peter, interesting guy. Anyhow, I digress. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. This is, the subtitle is, The Temptation of Jesus. Then Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan River. And he was led by the Spirit to go out into the wilderness where the devil tempted him for 40 days. He ate nothing all that time and was very hungry. Then the devil said to him, "Hey, if you are the Son of God, change this stone into a loaf of bread." But Jesus told him, red letter edition, "No, the scriptures say people need more than bread for their life." Then the devil took him up and revealed to him all the kingdoms of the world. And in a moment of time, the devil said to him, "I will give you the glory of these kingdoms and authority over them, because they are mine to give. I give it all to you if you would just bow down and worship me." Jesus replied, "The scriptures say you must worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple, and he said, "If you are the Son of God, jump off. For the scriptures say in the Psalms he orders his angels to protect and to guard you, and they will hold you up with their hands to keep you from striking your foot on a stone." Jesus responded, "The scriptures also say, do not test the Lord thy God." And then the last verse. When the devil had finished tempting Jesus, he left him until the next opportunity. He is the God of this world, and he is out there messing with us all the time. So he was always after Jesus too, but he left Jesus at that point. But he said, "Okay, I'm leaving, but I'll be back. I'm going to bother you for the rest of the time you're here on earth." And guess what? He does the same with us. That's why we need that scarecrow in our life. Amen.